Blog Talk Radio.
Take it in the grocery store. You can take it on your job. You can take it to school. The presence of the Lord never has to cease. As long as he has an invitation, as long as you hunger and thirst after him, he'll come nigh to you. You need to say it this morning.
Let your presence rest upon my heart. Lord, let your presence gently rest upon my heart. I need you. Let your presence gently rest upon my heart, my heart. Lord, let your presence gently rest upon my heart. I need you, Jesus. Let your presence
bye.
For the Bible said that he that cometh to God must come believing that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Come on, everybody. Let's call Jesus.
holy.
You're holy.
Thank you.
his glory. So I offer unto him my praise, my praise.
Glory,
proclaims his majesty.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. We greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We welcome each and every one to the I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Psalm 15. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, welcome to the month of December, the first day of December, the new month of December. Hallelujah. Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contempt, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 24. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. It's the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your ears, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you and we, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us into this new month of December. Oh, God, it is only by your grace, hallelujah, and not by works, but by grace, oh God. We do not take these things for granted. Father God, some started November in good health, and they did not make it. But, Lord, because of your grace, oh God, you have brought us this far. And so, Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We appreciate you, Almighty God. Father, we thank you for our children. We thank you in the name of Jesus for grandchildren, oh God. Father, we thank you for our spouses. We thank you for our nieces and our nephews. We thank you for our siblings, oh God. Father, thank you for even those that are here this morning. We praise you. We worship you, oh God. And we give you glory. We said thank you. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And so, Lord, we come into your presence with praises and thanksgiving. Father God, we bless you. We glorify your name, oh God. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. In the name of Jesus, Father God, if I have trillions and quadrillions of tongues, it is not enough to praise you, O God. So, Father, I praise your glorious and your holy name. In the name of Jesus, O God, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for my family. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for my children, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for my grandkids, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my siblings, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless your holy name. Thank you for the ministry, oh God. Your ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, you are faithful. You are kind. You are loving, oh God. There is no one like you, Jesus. Father, I enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for my husband, oh God. Thank you for our children. Thank you for Tina. Thank you for Manjaka, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray. Thank you for El. Thank you, oh God, for Kamari. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For moving in the life of CJ. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for Ricky, oh God. I thank you for Makari, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for his household. Oh God, I pray. I thank you for Shay. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah for Donovan. I thank you for moving in his life and turning things around, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, for Mimi, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for transformation. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for our crystal, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for moving in our life in a miraculous way, oh God. I thank you for turning things in our favor, oh God. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that when you open a door, no man can close. And when you close a door, no man can open, oh God. I thank you for divine opportunities, oh God. I thank you, Jesus, for our children. I thank you for Christian Michael, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Joshua, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Zechariah, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless the kids, oh God. Father God, I praise you and I worship you, oh God. Oh, Father, thank you for the intercessors, the prayer warriors. Thank you, O God, for the children and grandchildren, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Lord, we bless your name. We praise your name, O God. Father, we come to thy throne of grace, O God. If we regard iniquity in our prayer, in our lives, you will not hear our prayers. So, Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace, O God. And, Lord, we ask you for mercy. Mercy for myself. Mercy for our children and grandchildren. Mercy, O God, for those that are here this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission, O God. Search us, O Lord, and know our hearts. If there's anything that is not of you in our hearts, in our minds, in our soul, of brutal things right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent of every sin we have committed in thoughts, in words, in deeds, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us, O God. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the atmosphere, the airways, the cyberspace, the network in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Our dwelling places, our jobs, our cars, O God. In the blood of Jesus, we soak the children's school buses in the blood of Jesus. Even as they walk to the bus stop, we cover the bus stops with the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we cover the buses with the blood of Jesus. We cover the children's schoolroom with the blood of Jesus, oh, God. Whether they're in college or they're in elementary school, Lord, we cover them, or preschool, or daycare. We cover those schools with the blood of Jesus. Father, we cover every cell, every tissue, every organ in our system in the precious blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our spouses, oh God. In the name of Jesus, our grandchildren, those that are connected to us, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the fresh anointing, the anointing for the month of December, oh God. Let it overflow, oh God, in our lives. Let the anointing flow, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Release your anointing, Almighty God, upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, we thank you for open heavens. We thank you that we are now walking under an open heaven. We thank you, O God, for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for your goodness, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you've never let us down. We thank you, Lord, that even when we go through the valley of the shadow of death, you are right there with us, oh God. When we go through the fire, you will be with us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and the fire will not burn us, oh God. When we go to the rivers, O God, the rivers will not overflow us, O God. So, Lord, we thank you that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We thank you, Almighty God, that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We thank you for the blood, for the shedding of blood. There is no remission of sin. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus, O God. The blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Father, I thank you for each and every one under the sound of our voice, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. We give you the glory, O God. Hallelujah. Let the living waters flow over us, O God. Over our soul, O God. Over our spirit, our soul, and our minds, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let there be a sprinkling from heaven. out this prayer line with your glory. Bring our children with your glory. Bring our grandchildren with your glory. Yekuria Matsa Deriako. There are showers of blessings, O God. Release the showers above us, O God. We want to soak in your blessings, O God. Hallelujah. Do your will and not our will. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. So, Lord, we thank you for this month. We thank you, Jesus, that we never would have made it without you, O God. Father, we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to hear the word of God, and after that we take our Holy Communion. Holy Spirit, release your breath in us. Release your breath, oh God, upon our environment. Give us divine CPR, oh Holy Spirit. We charge the atmosphere with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us. We surrender completely and totally to you, Spirit of the living God. Let it not be us, but Christ that lives inside of us, O God. Hallelujah, Spirit of the living God. Refresh our spirit. Refresh our souls. Hallelujah. Refresh our minds, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I surrender completely and totally.
Conference recording started.
Oh, my dear God, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, Almighty God. Hallelujah, all of you, O God, and none of me, O God. Let your word come forth, O God, in the power, in the anointing of your Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms, Psalm 68. Verse 1 says, Psalm 68, please turn your Bibles or write it down. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. A smoke is driven away, so drive them away as wax melteth before the fire. So let the wicked perish at the presence of the Lord. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, and extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him. He is a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows. Is God in his holy habitation? God set up the solitary in families. He bringeth of those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march wilderness, Selah, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thy inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation have dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that publish it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that carried at whom divided the spoil. Though ye have lain upon the pots, ye shall be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver and of feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as of the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desires to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, as Sinai in the holy places, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord who did and loadeth us for benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belongeth the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies. The Lord shall wound the head of his enemies, and the highest cap of such as one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again Bashan. I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea. Thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thy enemies, and thy tongue of thy dogs in the sea. They have seen thy goings, O Lord, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them there were damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye the Lord, bless ye God in the congregation, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their counselor, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God have commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings present, bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, of the cows, of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delighteth in war. Princes come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the cross. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Psalm 68. Arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O God, let your enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. We are actually looking at verse 1 this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What does it mean? Who is an enemy? An enemy is one who lives in opposition to another, hating that other, seeking to harm him. God is love, but he still has enemies. Hallelujah. God is love, but he still has enemies. The good news is that we do not need to be enemies of God. And we can be rest assured his victory over every enemy. Hallelujah. The enemy is the Greek word ekthros. The word is usually used to describe enemies in war or enemies in military conflicts. It is the picture of two nations who are in opposition to another and have therefore engaged in military conflict. They are warring nations. They feel hostility, antagonism, and even animosity towards each other. Who is the enemy of God? The first enemy of God we know is Satan. Hallelujah. He is the enemy of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to it. Is Satan is the enemy of God. He opposes God. The kingdom of darkness that has come against the kingdom of light. We know that in the book of Ezekiel 28:13-17, it says, "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, lapidus, topaz, and the diamonds, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold, thy workmanship. All thy tabrets and thy pipes were prepared in the day that thy was created. The anointed cherub that covereth, and I have said thee so that thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created. The iniquity was born in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. And thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. The heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee." Hallelujah. So God is talking about Satan. He is the enemy of God. Hallelujah. There was war in heaven. Hallelujah. There There was war in heaven, and Satan and took one-third of the angels and got against God. Hallelujah. Because of pride. Hallelujah. He wanted to. He was one of the most beautiful cherub. God has placed everything. He went on the mountain of God with God. He saw things that the other angels, archangels, did not see. Hallelujah. And then he decided, hallelujah, to go and to come against Almighty God, the one who created him. Hallelujah. So there was war in heaven. He took one third of the angels. He influenced them. You think gossip just started? Yeah. Gossip started from heaven. Lies started in heaven because Satan went from one angel to the next angel trying to influence them to come against Almighty God. It's the same thing that happens right here on earth. Hallelujah. But God Almighty, hallelujah, kicked him and the angels, the one-third angels out of heaven. Hallelujah. And Satan is still here on his earth trying to influence the children of God. Hallelujah. Because he has come against, he is an enemy of God. And if he is an enemy of God, if you are son and daughter of the King of Kings, if you have received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, he is your enemy. Hallelujah. He hates God's children. He came to steal. He came to kill. And he came to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life. And have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. We are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. There's no need to fear. The battle is already won. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ won that battle on the cross, the finished works of the cross. Hallelujah. And so we thank God, hallelujah, for victory, not victory for ourselves and our children and generation yet unborn. Hallelujah. So we, the first is, Satan is an enemy of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Who's an enemy of God? Because he said, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. Who's an enemy of Almighty God? Those that have not received Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. Those that are in the kingdom of darkness. Oh, they are enemies of Almighty God because they have not received Christ. Hallelujah, they have not believed or received. And then they're walking in the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. They are enemies of Almighty God. We were once enemies of God. We walked in darkness. We did things that was not right. But we thank God, hallelujah, that we could walk up and receive Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So those that, number two, those that have not received Jesus. Sometimes people have heard the news, the gospel, but they do not receive Jesus. But then they are enemies of Almighty God. Hallelujah. So then who is an enemy of God? Well, let's go look at the third category. Those that are in the church, they are enemies of God also. Those that with a reprobate mind, a form of godliness, denying the power within. Hallelujah. Romans 1:18 says, give a true description of people who are enemies of God. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God. Therefore God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worship and serve the creator rather than the creator. Those of you who put your jobs before God, those of you who put your children before God, those of you who are into materialistic things, hallelujah, before God, hallelujah, for those who are full of pride, hallelujah. You worshiping the creator, you worship the things that God created, but you do not worship God. The Bible tells us those that are full of envy, jealousy, murder, deceit, hallelujah, hallelujah, strife, maliciousness, they are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die. They not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. While God's desire is that none should perish, and that we should come into repentance. He is just and he honors us as we repent from our wicked ways. Hallelujah. And seek his face. If you continue to say, oh, that's a lie. Yeah, then who's your father? John 8:44. It's a small lie. No, it's not a small or big lie. You who is your father? The devil. And you are of your father. Liars, you are of your fathers. When you gossip or gossiping, you are of your fathers. When you slander, you are of your father, the devil. Hallelujah. When you murder, you are of you no better, but you decide to do, Father, the love of the flesh. Oh, hallelujah. When you steal, you are of your Father. When you slander others' name, you are of your Father. When you boastful, your Father is the devil. When you disobedient to Almighty God, when you are not in the will of God, you know what is right. But still, you want to do what is wrong. You know you're not supposed to slander. Oh, yes, you do this. Some of us, we do these things in secret and things. And all the person, no, that person will not hear you, but God hears it. That God hears your wicked plan, your wicked conversation. We will be even judged by the conversations we keep. Are you an enemy of God? That's why you gotta be careful how you pray. Because when you pray and you know you in that part that you are an enemy of God, you pray against yourself because you say, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. And you begin to pray, oh, son. And who are you talking to when you're doing all these things? You're talking to yourself. So you begin to see all kinds of stuff happening in your family. And then you wonder, why are these things happening? Because you have used your own mouth to destroy yourself. You know you're an enemy of God. You know you are a liar. You know you're full of pride. You know you're full of haughtiness. And you do it continuously. You know you're an adulterer. You know that you worship idols. You got one foot in heaven and one foot in hell. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You are a manipulator and collaborator. You're behind the scenes. And you wonder why things happening to you, why things happening to your family, because you have become an enemy of God. Hallelujah. You're not walking in Israel. You refuse to ask for mercy. Oh, you come for table destroying another person. You come for table lying on people. You come for table gossiping. You come in, you spend most of your time on the phone gossiping and lying. You come for table manipulating you. Even in your families, you slander. You have become an enemy of God. Hallelujah. And who is your father? Your father is Satan. Because you follow the lust of the flesh. You ungrateful to Almighty God. Ah, you ungrateful to him. You are not thankful. You do not worship. You come here maybe, but your heart is far away. You have become an enemy of God. There's a hallelujah. You say, oh Lord, have mercy upon me every morning. But you do not mean it. You have become an enemy of God. You slander your brothers and your sisters. You have become an enemy of God. Hallelujah. You do not want to be an enemy of Almighty God. None of us should want to be. So we say, arise, O God. Let your enemies be scattered. I pray that no one year under the sound of my voice are enemies of Almighty God. I repeat that no one year, you getting ready to enter within the month of December. If you've been doing these things, if we come into repentance, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to give you time to pray. I don't even need to open the line to hear your voice. It's between you and God. Do not take this Holy Communion if you know you're an enemy of God. If your heart, who can stand in the holy hell, he that have a clean heart. Hallelujah, clean hands, clean heart. God sees the heart of men. So let us get a glory. I'm not opening a life. Open your mouth wherever you are. And let us pray. Lord, we pray for mercy. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us. Wash us. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Have mercy upon my children. Have mercy, oh God, upon my grandchildren. Lord, be merciful upon, have mercy upon my spouse, oh God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Forgive us for having a form of godliness, denying the power within. In the name of Jesus, oh God, creating us a clean heart and renew a right and steadfast spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Let this day be a day of new beginnings, O God. Hallelujah. He said when we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus. Now that you can pray, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, let God, you arise. Let our enemies be scattered, seen and unseen, known and unknown enemies, oh God. Enemies after our children and our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, arise in your power, in your strength. Oh, God, and let your enemies be scattered, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, let the enemies of God be scattered. Lord, I pray, oh God, for Tina this morning. Arise, oh God, in your power and in your strength. Let Tina's enemies be scattered, oh God. Arise, oh God, in your power and strength. Let Monteca's enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Enemies against his divine purpose and destiny. Oh, arise, oh God. Let his enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Father, arise, oh God. Let El's enemies be scattered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Santeria, Kuria, my Santeria, God. Arise in your power, oh God. He is my seed, oh God. He is my firstborn, oh God. Let his enemies be scattered, seen and unseen, known and unknown enemies, oh God. Let them be scattered in the name of Jesus. Let his son's enemies be scattered, oh God. Kamari's enemies be scattered, arise, oh God. Let Kamari's and Makari enemies be scattered. Let CJ enemies be scattered. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Seed of my seed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, arise, oh God. Ricky's seed and unseen enemies, let them be scattered, oh God. Let Makari enemies be scattered, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those that are after him, oh God, arise in your power. Arise in your strength. Let Ricky's enemies be scattered. Let Makari's enemies be scattered. Those that are planning against Ricky, those that are planning against Al, those that are planning against Tina, those that are planning against Monica, oh God, those that are planning against Kamari and CJ, those that are planning against, oh God, Makari, let them, oh God, destroy their plans, oh God. Destroy every work of darkness against those children. Arise, oh God, in your power. Let crystal enemies be scattered. Seen and unseen enemies in the name of Jesus. Let her enemies be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Arise, oh God. Let crystal enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Arise, oh God. Seen and unseen Let Joshua enemies be scattered, seen and unseen, known and unknown enemies. Oh, God, arise, oh, God. Let Zechariah enemies be scattered, seen and unseen, known and unknown enemies. And give God's place and purpose for their destiny. Arise, oh, God, in your power. Oh, God, enemies against this ministry. Let them be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh, arise, oh, God. Let Apostle Irving's enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus, seen and unseen, oh, God. Noon and unknown, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. War on our behalf, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, arise in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help us to walk in truth, to walk in your holiness and your righteousness. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we have entered this gate. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration. In the name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. If you need to leave, you can go ahead, but I'm praying. Hallelujah. Arise, oh God. Enemies of this ministry, oh God. Side that sabotage, that manipulate, oh God, you know them by name and nature. May your nature, oh God, seen and unseen. Enemies against our lives and destinies. Father, some of us in the have household enemies. Arise, oh God. Let our enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, expose and dispose every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, lies, manipulated, collaborated, oh God. We lay everything at your feet. And this morning we ask you to strengthen each and every one of us, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for the amazing miracles of this month. We pray, Lord, that every prayer we have prayed from December, oh God, Lord, all your promises are yes, amen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for healing and deliverance. We pray for restoration in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we lift up the Holy Communion, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to bless it. In the name of Jesus, the DNA that is in Jesus. Release the DNA, O God, and the Holy Sacrament. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural, O God. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon it, O God. Release your breath upon the Holy Sacrament. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. To the Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread, or your crackers that represent the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After the same manner, hallelujah. He took the cup saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when whoever eats, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then whoever eats the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. This is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give you further directions in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. We claim all the unlimited blessings and breakthroughs in the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing, deliverance, restoration. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for making us whole. We thank you for divine opportunities. We thank you that we have victory in Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the finished works of the cross. Hallelujah. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus over every area of our lives. Let it be activated and manifested in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to walk by your spirit and not by flesh. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Welcome to the month of December, the 12th month. Hallelujah. Take your time. Read Psalm 68, verse 1. Hallelujah. And apply the word to yourself, to your family members. In Jesus' name. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.